My name is Deanie Good. I'm 38 years old.
My name is Corbin. I am 10.
I'm Jim Pratt, 99 years of age.
Hi, I'm Nisha Gamby.
And I'm Joel Barrett.
I'm 65, new.
I'm age 52.
I'm Sarah Morris. I'm 53 years old.
Erica King, 33 years old.
My name is Sergio D'Acosta.
And I am Ophelia G. Acosta.
I am 37 years old.
My age is 65.
My name is David Seymour.
David Clark.
I am the middle child, David Wolf. I'm 46 years old.
I'm Dawn Wolf. I'm age 42.
Dawn was the baby. Spoiled.
Today is August 8th, 2018.
Today is the 20th.
Today is August 15th.
Oh, August 10th, 2018.
In Kansas City, Missouri.
I am in Kansas City, Missouri.
We are currently in Kansas City, Missouri.
And I'm talking to my son.
I'm here with my husband, David.
And I'm here with my older brother.
Oh, you're my son-in-law,
okay.
Right?
I am Sergio's mom.
And I am here talking with my mother.
Well, she's my mentor and a friend.
So, what did you think when we first met?
What did I think? You walked in the door, and I thought, I think she's the one. You had on these sunglasses. They were black, and I don't know, it was like a winter day. But you know what winter's like. Like, the sun is out, but it's really bright. It's, like, whiter than white. Anywho, you walked in the door. I knew it was you. You were excited that we were both local girls. You're like, hey, I'm from here, you're from here. And you're not even on the other side of truth. You're on the other side of the state.
I think I was more excited than you were.
I went with it. But I do know that even though we're, what, 20 years apart?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if our Kansas Cities are so different. I mean, you talk about where you grew up as very suburban, and where I grew up was very urban. And it's on an east side of a dividing line historically that was very segregated. But we still have a lot of pride for our neighborhoods, our hometowns. And I think you and I genuinely love this place.
We used to live at 4000 Benton. The neighborhood I lived in was all black.
Mm-hmm.
It was the north end of Kansas City, Missouri. Being a child who grew up in segregated places around people who looked just like me, there was no question. There was no conscious awareness of me not being okay. And my mom moved us to 55th and Garfield. It was me and my mom's best friend who lived next door. And we were the only black people on the street. I started middle school at that time. And my first day and first year on the bus, I had things thrown at me. I had bricks thrown at the bus at me. That's when I had this brutal, I would call it brutal to this day, awakening about what I am is not okay. And I had nightmares. It was rough. It's just, you know, it's like that's nothing to be happy about. And I didn't understand, but it made me hard.
At 7, I loved mangoes. And I went into the store with 20 cents and I found the biggest mango I could find. And I took it to the counter and the guy weighed it and said it was 20 cents. So I was glad I had enough. So I'm walking home eating this mango. And on the way home, a pit comes out of the mango, and I thought, oh no, this is not right. So I go back to the store and I ask the guy to weigh the pit and give me back my money, because I did not eat the pit. And he did. He gave me 3 cents back. And so at that point, I knew I was going to be a business owner. I was told that once you're going to get married, you don't need to go to school, because being a mother and a wife does not need a degree. They took me out of school on 9th grade. Your dad was a very big provider, and we know that. He had always said, you are not going to have to work, you're never going to have to go to school, because I will take care of you for the rest of my life. And I said, well, can you sign that nothing will happen to you for the next 50 years? Because I've got 4 little ones, and I don't have an education, okay? And he said, oh, don't worry about it. I kid you not, a month later, he is in head-on collision, almost died. And I looked in the mirror, and I said, no. That day, pretty much, I decided and I went to school. I got my license. When I came to Kansas City, I started to notice there wasn't any real Spanish-speaking salons. I remember having $500 of my own. So I opened a salon with $500, and 3 years later, we bought the building. You know, life has never been easy, but I love this phrase that says, God does not take things from you to make you upset. He takes them from you so your arms are empty to get something better.
Yeah, I lived on a farm. We had chickens and hogs, a big garden.
Were you rich?
No, I didn't have any money. I don't think I had two pennies to scratch together. My lunch was a biscuit and a piece of meat in between when I have to take my lunch to school, while all the kids had sandwiches. I wasn't all that high class.
What's your favorite memory from childhood?
I would say probably a few months ago when I first started the lemonade stand.
Do you still wish you had siblings?
No, because now I've found out that they're just a ton of work.
You obviously are a staunch Republican, and I am a staunch independent.
I am a staunch conservative. We've talked about this. I break from the party. I mean, I am very socially liberal. You know me. I'm like, hey, legalization of marijuana, I'm good with that. Gay marriage, love is love, I'm fine with that. Don't touch my money, though. That's mine. And I believe in a strong military. So, you know, if you want to put me in a box, I always say I'm a conservative, not a Republican.
That's fine. And, you know, we have different views. I appreciate mm-hmm. that you respect mine, and I'll respect yours. But, you know, I think you're wrong.
Yeah, election years are always yeah. fun for us. We love getting in these.
Well, so, I mean, you know, I grew up very, very conservative, independent, fundamental Baptist, and it was a very black and white world. There was no gray. Everything was absolute. I really believed that if I could do enough right, it would somehow zero out the wrong, and the wrong being that I was gay. The overarching message that I got from both the churches I was in as well as my parents was always that there is nothing good in you, and it never can be. You will never, ever be enough. As you know, you met me at 'the end of a long, dark tunnel. You stood with me, and really, in some ways, it was the first time in my life. It's the first time in my life somebody told me that I am enough. Because of you, I know in my heart the truth is that I am enough. I always know that you will tell me that I am, and I'm okay just the way I am. I want you to know how much I love you and appreciate that. Thank you.
I love you too.
You're my sunshine.
And you're my mom shine.
Thank you, David, for doing this.
Thanks for making me almost cry.
Yeah.
But no, I appreciate it.
I love you. You're a strong woman.
You're a great kid.
All right. Thank you.
No, thank you. I like you.